All right, today's letter comes in. It says, my bae and I have been together for 8 years. 3 years ago, he sat me down and he said that he wanted to start his own catering business. Now, he can cook, and I believe him. I believe in him. So I told him that I would support him. He quit his job and started to pursue his dream. I have been holding things down ever since, but it's about that time. It's been 3 years and nothing. I keep telling him he can keep trying to start his business, but he needs to get a full-time job. He's got to help out at home. He just says to me, I need more time. We have depleted our savings, and now I'm having to go to family members to ask for money here and there. What should I do, Madhouse Nation? I don't know what to do about my husband.
Wow. You're supposed to believe in the dreams of others.
Right.
I mean, if you know that he's really, really trying and he's making a plan work and you can see him making the plan work, I would say, you know, stay in there and at least give him, I would say at least give him to the 5 year mark. At least give him to the 5 year. But support doesn't necessarily mean that you got to keep pouring money or allowing him to take money out of the savings to, you know, to do what he got to do. Support could be other ways, like you posting flyers for the business, you helping cook or you helping set up the business. It don't necessarily got to be financial support. So I would say I would at least try to get him to the 5 year mark if you can. If not, and he's starting to break down and he's not even in the dream no more. You got to tell him, hey, you know, you got to call one of these jobs or something, big dog.
Well, their savings is already depleted. Mm. So that's not even an option anymore. It ain't a matter of it's starting to dwindle down. It's gone. Okay. At this point, homegirl, you need to go out and get job applications and start putting them up there. And having him fill them out every night and then you go deliver them to the jobs or something. He has to get a job. He has to get a job. 3 years and nothing. Mm. And you have depleted your savings. And now it's to the point where you have to go to family members for help. Mm. No, you all are in a crisis situation. And he has to do his part to help get you out of that situation. It's not like she's saying to him, give up on your dream.
Right.
She's saying, look, we're going to have to revise our plan.
Okay.
So you got to get a job and we can still pursue this dream, but you've got to help with what's going on in our household, in our relationship. And I think that's a fair compromise.
This one touches close to me.
I feel you, big dog.
Because you know, as a comedian, as following your dreams, you go through those rough patches. It does not, mm-hmm. it's not. You start off and you pop. It doesn't happen like that. You know what I say you do with your feelings and your faith and your emotions? You know what I tell that woman? Leave it in there! You stay in there. You stay in through the process. If this is something that you knew from jump, Now, if she got into the relationship and he had just started off with his dream, that's different. But if you knew about it, if he started his dream off with you, you stay in it with him. Stay in it with him for the long run, whatever it is. Now, if he's 50 years old, don't give it up, bro. Give it up.
570-WPEG for your comments. 704-570-WPEG for your comments. You're going to be like Taraji on Acrimony.
Don't live it. Live it.
Get the latest news and celebrity gossip.
They be hot on these things. What you got today, Ms. Jessica?
All right, today's letter reads, my bae and I have been together for 8 years. 3 years ago, he sat me down and said that he wanted to start his own catering business. Now, he can cook, and I believe in him, so I told him that I would support him. He quit his job and started to pursue his dream. I've been holding things down ever since, but it's about that time. It's been 3 years and nothing. I keep telling him that he can keep trying to start his business, but he needs to get a full-time job to help out. He just replies, I need more time. We have depleted our savings, and now I'm having to ask family members for money. What should I do in this situation, Madhouse Nation?
Good morning.
Hey, what's up, man? Good morning.
What up?
I'm just going to chime in on this situation. Mm-hmm. Right? She said he could cook, you know. Hey, it don't take 3 years to blow up. you know, I got a business I've been running for myself down here in Statesville, man. You know, with help through my brothers and all, but it don't take 3 years to blow up. He's going to have to grow up and get him a job, man.
Hey, but bro, you know, you know what, man? Everybody's process is different. It might have didn't take you long to blow up, but everybody else's process is different. So you can't put your process on their process, though.
Yeah, you're right. But 3 years, she said it's cool. It don't take 3 years to blow up. I'm telling you, it don't.
Mm. Okay. Pod 88, good morning. Pod 88, WPG, good morning.
Yes, this man has forgot his place in the family. He's supposed to be the provider. He may not have to be the only provider, but his family's in a crisis situation. If your wife has to go out and ask her family for money, that makes you look like a piece of crap. So you at least get a part-time job, try to contribute. And she can't leave him now, because if you leave him, then she'll probably owe him alimony. So at least let him get a job, get back on his feet, and then leave.
Women, ooh, y'all something special, boy. Y'all special. They special. Good morning.
Good morning.
You want to comment on today's situation?
I did. First and foremost, I'd like to say that I'm all for following passions and dreams. But 3 years having no success and having the wife completely support her husband, that's too much. Maybe they need to do some business classes. Because I know as a woman, you know, we work full-time jobs, raise children, and continue to pursue our dreams. So he needs to get on the ball and start making some money. And she can support him in that. But at the same time, he needs to step it up.
So what if the tables were turned? So what if this was a female in the situation where a guy, you know, he's working and he's trying to, you know, let her find herself and support her dream.
We can't complain.
So we can't complain, right?
We
so
can't
how long? I'm
true.
Asking the question. So how long if this was a female in the situation, like he's the man and he's the one that's waiting on her to find herself.
Take the genders away. It's your partner, mm-hmm. right? It's just your partner. There is not one female that mm-hmm. called in here and said, he need to give up. It's time. Right. He just need to give up. But, they all just said, hey, look, 3 years. It's been 3 years. We need to revise. We just need to revise the plan. I'm going to support you. We just need to revise the plan. Nobody's telling him to give up on his dream of starting this catering business. But in 3 years, nothing. There is something that he is doing that is wrong.
The last
and we
caller
have
told
to,
him to give up.
Well, okay.
They called in and they said he's the provider. He's
yeah.
the provider.
Yeah, they
he's
said
supposed
he's the provider. He's supposed
to do
right.
that.
And they did say that
so
too.
So it's no way that they would call back and say, if it were the opposite, if it were vice versa, that the man should tell his woman to give up.
If the woman is responsible for doing something in the household, right? Mm-hmm. Or if the household is beginning to fall because the woman isn't holding her weight, then the woman has to do something to begin to hold her weight.
So do men...
The woman has to do something to hold her weight.
Do you think men give women a longer time to find themselves than y'all do us?
I'm not sure. I don't know how to answer that. I'm not sure about that one.
Okay,
I mean, you know, like, I just think that... I think that it's selfish mm-hmm. to see your household, your relationship struggle, and then you not want to help in that situation.
I got you.
Just help.
It's not that you don't want to help.
But you're not. But if you want to, you will.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I am good. I just have a comment about the situation of the day. And I agree with you and Ms. Jessica, but at the same token, you know, at some point you got to say, okay, enough is enough. What are we doing? Proper preparation, you know, write out a plan and, you know, maybe give them another year. But after 3 years, it's kind of like, you know, she's definitely in the right to say, you got to go get a full-time job. You got to bring something to the table, especially when you start asking your family for money, because then they wondering, well, you know, what you got going on or what you doing with your money. And if she's the only one trying to take care of the household and he's struggling on the dream, then, you know, maybe that's a part-time dream until you can social media, get your business out there. That's free advertisement. Do some pop-ups. You got to do something. But if he ain't bringing nothing to the table and she taking care of everything, then, yeah, bro, you got to go get a job.
Ooh, we got some more today's situation. They make them hot, baby. They make them hot.
I got something to say.
570-WPG is 5.8.
Wake up every weekday morning from 5:30 till 10 a.m. with no
today's situation got them hot. Boy, they hot, baby.
Hot, boy.
It's okay, man. If you didn't get your comment in, you can definitely always leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780. What you got for me, Ms. Jessica?
All right, today's letter reads, my bae and I have been together for 8 years. 3 years ago, he sat down and said that he wanted to start his own catering business. Now, he can't cook, and I believe in him, so I told him that I was going to support him. He quit his job and started to pursue his dream. I've been holding things down ever since, but it's about that time. It's been 3 years and nothing. I keep telling him that he can keep trying to start his business, but he needs to get a full-time job to help. He keeps telling me I just need more time. We've depleted our savings, and now I'm having to ask family members for help. What should I do?
Good morning, No Limit.
What up?
So, like, you know, I want to say the importance of listening to that, watching that Tyler Perry movie, because ain't no way I'm staying with you for 3 years and you spending my money and you sitting around with your dreams and aspirations and ain't going nowhere. Now, I'm just saying, it's a different, I'm with Jessica. That's some selfish stuff for you to sit there and watch me suffer. But how as a man do you allow your woman to ask her family for some money? I get everybody wants to have a dream, but I can't be dreaming with you hungry.
I mean, listen. The thing about it is, like, first of all, a lot of women, they gain up their checks for less than a dream. So, I mean, so the thing about it is, I mean, they say you're supposed to ride or die. What you going to do? You going to ride or die? What you going to do?
I'm going to die. I'm going to be hungry.
Why I got to die? I mean, so let's think about it, right? So he's not doing anything. The woman is holding everything down so that he can pursue his dream, right?
Right.
What if you said the roles were reversed, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so I'm out here pursuing my dream, and I'm not cooking. I'm not cleaning. Mm-hmm. I'm not bringing any money into the household or anything like that. You gonna just sit and say, and when I say I just need more time, you gonna be like, all right, cool. No, women still have responsibilities in the household, and you wouldn't just let that slide. You would say, okay, listen, I'll still support you, but you gonna have to start carrying some of this weight. That's the thing. You just got to start carrying some of the weight.
But Jessica, how are we gonna put the food in the refrigerator if we ain't got no light?
I get it. Look, that's why I'm saying he need to go get a job.
Did nobody say we ain't have no lights? Now y'all going to the extreme. Now we got lights. I mean, we might not have no water, but we got. 498. Good morning.
Good morning. I just want to say, if the roles were reversed, this will be swept under the rug. And honestly, if she done held it down for 3 years, hold it down for three more, because maybe once he get up and going, you can leave your job.
Thank you.
It's women that do this every day and ain't complaining about nothing. She can hold it down.
If you want to win, put Boomy in. Put Boomy in if you want to win. Let Boomy win, baby. Let me win. We going to win
finally,
together, baby.
We got a realistic answer.
Realistic answer, Burpee.
Finally.
There's one, Burpee.
There are lots of realistic answers from real people.
Nah.
That's just the answer that you wanted to hear.
Because ain't no time limit on what that man, when that man business pop off.
If it's so your dream, that's your dream.
If you're out there and you're pursuing your dream, right, and you see your wife doing everything and struggling to hold the family down, you gonna look at your wife and go, just give me another year.
Yeah,
really?
I'm not gonna say give me another year. I'm gonna say just hold on. We going through it right now, but things are gonna turn
trouble
around.
Don't last always.
Give me more time.
It's about having faith.
I'm doing something that I'm a part of that I really want to do, and you really feel like something could come of it, then yes,
you're not gonna try to help.
If you can believe in something that you can't see,
that's the thing. That's what I'm asking.
Something that you can't see.
Are you not going to try to help?
Yeah, I'm definitely gonna try to help.
That's it.
But when
just you gotta help.
When you're pursuing a dream like that, you ask anybody who has quote unquote made it, they worked all kind of different jobs. They were waiters, waitresses. Right. They did this, that, and the third. They didn't make a bunch of money when they did it. Nope. But the money that they did make from
went to the bills.
Went to everything in the house.
Yeah, went to the bills.
You've got to do something to help.
Okay.
Though your partner is struggling, you've got to do something to help. And she is saying nothing. It's 3 years and nothing. As you got to, as a partner, you've got to come in there and say,
Jonah was in the belly of the beast.
I can't see my partner struggling.
You know what?
If you, I gotta help.
You know what? If you ever read Bernie Mac's book, Never Cry Again. He's got a book called Never Cry Again. He actually discusses this and what he and his wife went through in his struggle of being a comedian. And he actually went through things of this nature where, like Burpee's talking about, you know, pursuing the dream of being a comedian. And he worked odd jobs. And he said there was times that his wife was like, listen, you just need to let it go. Or you just need to, work. And he said, I'm working every day on my comedy, on my dream.
Mm-hmm.
And look, he didn't become real famous until he was in his 40s.
Was he helping? Was he doing something or was he doing nothing?
He was doing a little something.
All right, then.
I mean, but
he was helping.
All right, then, as long as you're helping while pursuing your dream, it's cool. But if you're not doing anything except for watching your wife struggle or your partner, husband struggle while you're pursuing your dream, you're a part of the problem.
But I don't think I don't think me pursuing my dream is actually sitting back watching. I'm trying to help but by pursuing my dream because I feel like if I get to my dream, then we all gonna be good.
Perfect example just walked in the door.
Don't y'all put him in the door. You don't know what's going on.
How do they get on the situation?
You send us an email. You welcome, Anthony. Thing. I got it.
You got my email, they don't.
I'm not just gonna put him in this. He don't know what's going on. Send us an email, morningmadhouse@gmail.com. morningmadhouse@gmail.com. And don't forget, you can remain anonymous.
Live from the Planet Fitness Judgment Free Zone City.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.